At the Hy-Vee Market Grill, it's the Dan Muller Show, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Country Financial Representatives Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson, and by Miller Lite. Dick Ludke here with Mike Matthews. Our on-site engineer is Nick McClintock. Our in-studio producer is Blake Haas. And our player guest, and we're beginning the show this evening, just mixing things up a little bit, is Paris Lee. They are actually going to announce tomorrow who the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year is. They're also going to announce the all-conference teams, the all-freshman team, the all-newcomer team. I was just wondering, let's take a little sampling here. Who here thinks that Paris Lee should be Player of the Year?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm voting for Keyshawn Evans.
He might have been player of the game at Cedar Falls, but we're talking player of the year,
overall,
Mike. Yeah, overall for the entire season. Well, Paris, congratulations. A Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. You guys have had a lot of fun this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We had our ups, we had our downs, but at the end of the day, I think everything that happened brought everybody closer to the team.
I told Paris about 3 weeks ago, after Mikhail got hurt, a Paris Lee that I'd never seen before in 3.5 years came into his body and just took him over. There was no funny stuff. It was just he was more focused than I've ever seen him. And that kind of wore off after the game at Northern Iowa. But for 3 weeks, that was as locked in as I've ever seen you.
I had to make sure that everybody was locked in and just know that we had one of our guys down, and we couldn't let up. So I had to make sure everything was serious.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Well, it's a wonderful time of the year, and we look forward to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, which, of course, starts for the Redbirds on Friday. They are the number one seed in the tournament, and that means they'll be playing at noon on Friday against a team yet to be determined. It'll either be Evansville or Indiana State. Those two square off on Thursday evening, and we'll find out about 8:30 or so who the Redbird opponent will be at noon on Friday. But we sure hope to see all of you. And, wow, there are a lot of you here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, which is fantastic. I know all of you will be in St. Louis, but bring your friends and bring your enemies, too, if they're Redbird fans.
Well, because it's obvious who the draw is. I mean, we've had Coach Moeller here. We've had other players here, and this
right.
place has been half
That's
empty.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, who shows up? Paris Lee, and they're fighting for parking spots.
And the managers, too.
Managers, too. Dan well, Ryan brought in big
yeah.
coons
yeah.
with him. Keith.
And the managers are outstanding, aren't they, Paris? Best in the Valley.
The best manager in the country, not the Valley, the country.
Well, they're gonna get a chance to prove it on Thursday morning.
That's as basketball players. I'm talking about their ability as managers.
Oh, that's a given. They're the best. But I'm talking about basketball Thursday morning.
All right, we're going to get to them. We're going to learn a little bit more about these guys and about their upcoming basketball challenge in St. Louis here in a moment. But next up, Mike Matthews.
I'm going to find out things that you may not even know about yourself. These people know Paris Lee, the basketball player. But we're going to uncover some things that maybe you and I only know.
That's
you ready to go?
Yeah.
Favorite thing about ISU?
Oh, that's easy. The fans.
Best part of being a senior?
The connection I got with my head coach.
Worst part of being a senior?
the responsibility.
Worst part of practice?
When you're trying to run and you still kind of stiff.
Best part of practice?
The scrimmages.
Favorite time of day?
The morning.
Why?
I like breakfast.
Favorite? That leads to my next question. Favorite meal, what is it?
Breakfast.
What do you like?
Pancakes. You could throw a little powdered sugar on it, too.
Bacon? Sausage?
Love bacon.
Eggs?
Yep.
Orange juice?
I'm more of an apple juice guy.
Oh, cool. Favorite fast food?
Oh, you ever heard of Portillo's?
I think I have, yeah.
It's Portillo's.
Favorite thing to watch on TV?
I still kind of watch Dragon Ball Z, believe it or not.
Favorite thing to do when relaxing?
Just play 2K with some of my teammates.
Any good?
I'm probably the second best.
Who's best?
Deontay. I don't know how he got so good, but he's good now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't lack for confidence. Favorite NBA player?
Damian Lillard.
All right. One word. Mikhail McIntosh.
Strong.
Deontay Hawkins.
I was about to say pout, but sniper. Shoot.
Isaac Gasson.
Adorable.
How about his hair the other night when he put it up and asked him? Coach Oliver.
Smooth.
Joel Kuzman.
Joel.
You remember who Joel is? He's the manager right there.
I know. That's okay. What I'm thinking. I know who my Joel. He cool, too. Joel, he laid back.
He's fighting off an ankle injury right now.
Yeah. Told him don't mess with Dan. He's Dan crossed him up, man.
He's not going to be 100% come Thursday morning. John Munn.
Oh, man. Special.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Your teammates. Best shooter.
Ike. Isaac Gasman. Easy.
Really? Best defender.
Tony Wills.
Best. Not Paris Lee.
I like Tony.
That question's coming later. Best dressed.
Deontay.
Funniest.
Andre Washington.
Really? We can't get anything out of him. He did. All right. Most serious.
Probably me when it's game time.
In the last 3 weeks. One teammate I would like to take to dinner to have a quiet evening alone.
It'll probably have to be my grandson, Madison Williams.
How's he coming along?
He's coming along pretty good.
Most competitive teammate?
Tony Wills.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't have guessed that. One thing that ISU fans would be surprised to know about Paris Lee.
I sucked real bad at football as a child. Like, real bad.
Really? What position did they have you trying to play?
Running back.
Were you scared?
I got hit real hard, and it was over with.
That's all I got for him, Dick.
You know, here's one thing that I didn't know about you, Paris. You're a grandfather. Madison Williams is your grandson.
Yeah, I kind of got this little thing going, man. Keyshawn's my son. Madison Williams, my grandson. D-Knight started. I was D-Knight's son when D-Knight was here, so that just kept it going on.
I thought that was interesting the other day. You talked to D-Knight still on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't talk on the phone, but we always talk on Snapchat.
But he's enjoying the season, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You have become a leader, if not the leader, on this team. You evolved into that role. I mean, you weren't a leader type when you arrived here, were you?
I wouldn't say I was the leader type. I was to try to lead by example type of guy.
So how difficult was that to become the sort of leader that you are now for this championship team?
It was pretty difficult because you got to step out your comfort zone. You got to step on some guys' foot, even when you don't want to. I mean, being a leader of a team is pretty hard because I really don't like to see people upset. And, sometimes being a leader, you got to make your teammates upset. So it was real hard, but I think I evolved to a pretty decent leader.
Yeah, I would say so.
I read somewhere that you want to get into coaching at some point.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What kind of coach you think you'll be? Hothead, laid back, a lot of technicals. What's going to be your style? You going to sit down, stand up?
Oh, for sure I'm going to be a stand-up coach. I want my players to be real scrappy. And I'm like similar to Coach Mother on defense first. You're going to make mistakes on offense, but as long as you play hard on defense, I'm cool with the mistakes.
Well, we have so much enjoyed watching you as a ball player, mature as a person, as a leader, and we can see it. I mean, I think all of you can see out on the floor that Paris does more than steal the ball and pass the ball and make threes.
It's been more fun, though, to watch your growth as a person, I think. Basketball, yes, you knew that was going to – but growth as a person, when you first came in and the way you are today, it's been fun to watch.
And to as far as my facial hair and stuff.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that. Between the lines there.
I appreciate that.
Well, Paris, thanks so much for being with us. Let's have some fun in St. Louis. Okay?
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Paris.
Paris Lee, ladies and gentlemen, the senior from Maywood, Illinois, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year to be. We all think so anyway. We'll find out officially tomorrow on that. All right, we're going to bring up our managers, Messrs. Blomberg, Koosman, and Ryan. They are next here on the Dan Muller Show, which, by the way, is brought to you by Miller Lite and by Country Financial Reps Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. We're back with more after this on WJBC and WJBC.com.
Hi, this is ISU head football coach Brock Spack, and you're listening to Sports Talk on the voice of the Redbirds, WJBC and WJBC.com.
It's the Dan Muller Show at the Hy-Vee Market Thrill, sponsored by Miller Lite and by Country Financial representatives Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. Welcome back, everyone. Dan Muller will join us here in a little bit, but let's now welcome the three student managers for the Redbirds. They are Keith Blomberg, Joel Koosman, and Dan Ryan. Let's just briefly learn some quick biographical information about all three of them. Dan, tell us where you're from and what your major is at Illinois State.
Okay, so I'm a resident of Libertyville, Illinois, and I'm majoring in university studies with a specialization in kinesiology.
All right, Joel.
I'm from Downs, Illinois, like 20 minutes outside of here, and I'm majoring in mathematics.
All right, and Keith.
My name is Keith Blomberg from Wakanda, Illinois, and my major is recreation management.
All right. Michael?
You want to go ahead and ask the rest of my questions? You're taking my firepower. Okay, who wants to go? Give the microphone. Let's do Coos first. Ready to go? You and me, one-on-one. Get that microphone up there. Full name, including middle name.
Joel Scott Koosman.
Hometown.
Downs, Illinois.
High school.
Tri-Valley High School.
College major.
Mathematics.
High school sports you played.
Football, basketball.
And you're not even the best athlete in your family, are you?
Nope.
Hidden talent.
I can play the piano.
Really? Favorite superhero?
Batman.
Favorite reality show?
The Voice.
Favorite animal?
My dog.
Name?
Cinder.
Favorite movie?
The Dark Knight.
Favorite?
All three of them.
Really? Favorite food?
I'm going to go with Paris and go with breakfast.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite sports team?
The Bucks.
Last concert you attended?
My little brother and sister's high school band concert.
Nickname?
Cuss.
Teammate with the best hair?
Probably Nico.
Nice. Olympic sport that you'd like to try?
Curling.
Really? And what are your future plans after you graduate?
I'm going to try and go be a grad assistant somewhere, and then after that, go into coaching.
Good. All right. Good job. Let's do you next, young man.
I'm ready.
You ready? Your name?
Dan Ryan.
Middle name?
Daniel Francis Ryan.
Thank you. Hometown?
Libertyville, Illinois.
High school?
Libertyville High School.
College major?
University studies with a specialization in kinesiology.
High school sports you played?
Cross country, basketball, and track.
Really? Were you any good in basketball?
No.
Hidden talent?
I'm the best singer in the basketball program, player, manager, coach, or otherwise.
Right. Favorite superhero?
Mighty Mouse.
Favorite reality show?
The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, or The Bachelorette. Watch all three of them.
Would you like to see The Bachelor someday?
I could do it, I think.
Yeah. Favorite animal?
My two golden doodles, Nash and Hurley.
Favorite movie?
Dazed and Confused.
Favorite food?
Peanut butter.
Favorite holiday?
4th of July.
Favorite sports team?
Illinois State Redbirds.
Other than Illinois State Redbirds.
I am a big Bucks fan.
Last concert attended?
The Ike Riley Assassination.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my family.
Nickname?
Lil Soup.
Teammate with the best hair?
Isaac Gassman. And Tony Wills tied.
Really?
Yeah.
Olympic sport you'd like to try?
I think I'd be a good table tennis player.
You play table tennis?
No.
Future plans after graduation?
Same as Joel. I'm trying to hook up as a graduate assistant somewhere, and then I want to get into the business of coaching. So.
Really? Okay. That's all I got for Dan Ryan. That leaves me with only one left. Probably, I think, the best manager of all of them.
Shots fired to you guys.
All right. Full name?
Keith William Blomberg.
See, he can be coached.
Well, you didn't say full name when you asked me the question.
Hometown?
Wakanda.
High school?
Wakanda.
Where's Wakanda?
Northwest suburbs, Chicago.
Nickname?
Blom.
College major?
Recreation management.
High school sports played?
Basketball and football.
What'd you play in football?
Middle linebacker.
Come on.
Serious.
Were you quite a bit bigger? What'd you weigh, $1.50, $1.60?
$1.70.
Did you ever play?
I was captain.
Really?
Yeah.
What number?
32.
All-conference?
No.
Play off, play on offense?
No.
Okay. Three-year starter?
Two-year starter. Two-year captain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Favorite reality show?
Don't watch a lot of reality shows, but favorite show would be Game of Thrones.
Favorite animal?
Dogs.
Favorite movie?
Space Jam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Why?
It's food.
Favorite sports team?
Chicago Bulls.
Last concert attended?
The Blind Pilot, which was here in Bloomington at the castle.
Who'd you go with?
My family.
All right. Teammate with the best hair?
DJ. He gets a haircut almost every other day.
Olympic sport you'd like to try?
Archery.
Have you ever?
Yeah, sometimes.
Any good?
No.
Future plans after graduation?
Be a recreation supervisor at some park district somewhere.
Wakanda.
Yeah, Wakanda.
All right, we're going to go a little quick here to put the pressure on you. You two have to share a microphone, okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, here we go. These need to be quick. Don't think about them. These are all Illinois State current players. All right? Best shooter?
Isaac Gasper.
Best shooter?
Isaac.
Tony Wills.
best defender?
Tony.
Tony.
Tony Wills.
What about Peely?
Paris is also very good, but Tony gets a little undervalued, so we got to give shout-outs.
I understand. Best dressed?
Start over there.
Malik.
Malik, yeah. Just because of how dressing game
is. DJ Clayton.
Funniest?
DJ Clayton.
Andre.
Dauda. Dauda's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is the most focused? Day in, day out, practice, off the court, on the court. Who's the most focused?
Garrett Grimsley.
I would agree. These people have no idea who he is. How about a current player?
Mikhail.
Garrett was focused on Saturday.
No doubt. Wow. That's what he does.
Paris Lee, definitely.
Jabaka Thompson.
Did you guys notice the change in Paris Lee the last 3 weeks? Did you? Or am I just imagining it? Didn't he just kick it into another gear? That was great. Who's the best passer?
Paris.
Paris.
Underdog Malik Yarborough.
I like that one.
Who keeps their locker area the neatest?
Start over there.
Jabaka Thompson. He has an organizer of everything in his locker.
Really?
Yes.
I would say none of them, but yeah, Jabaka.
I'll give it to Madison Williams.
Good. Who's the messiest? Who's the slob of the team? Who just throws their stuff
Dauda.
At their Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dauda, 100%.
David Hill, yeah.
Unanimous, huh? Who is the most competitive that you've seen in practice, at individual workouts? That's, who's the most competitive?
That's a tough one. See, we're good because we've got a lot of competitors. I'll give it to Paris.
I was going to say either Paris or Mikhail.
You got to pick one.
Mikhail.
Really?
He picked Paris, so I'm going to pick Mikhail.
I like Tony. He goes hard every day in practice.
ISU player you'd like to have this Thursday morning when you guys tee it up to try to defend your Missouri Valley Conference Managers Championship. You get to take one player. Who are you going to take?
Gosh. Yeah, I think if we took any of them, we'd probably be pretty set against a group of ball managers. But
you're the head coach. You got to pick one.
We'll take Gaspin. Let's spread the floor and shoot it a little bit.
Wow.
Paris Lee. No manager can handle the ball in front of Paris Lee.
I'd say Mikhail because nobody can guard him in the Missouri Valley, so nobody can guard him as a manager either.
All right, that's all I got.
Well, you guys go at it Thursday, right?
Thursday morning, that's
correct. You are the defending champions.
Three-time defending champs.
One of the best managerial basketball success stories ever in the country. And these guys can play.
Earlier this year, they were rated in the top 10.
That's right, nationally.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for another Missouri Valley Conference championship from you guys. You do it in a hurry, right, on Thursday evening?
Yeah, you play Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Joel's actually
Thursday
played in three of them.
Yeah, this is going to be my third one. I played my freshman year in last year. So.
How about, can you walk in and watch?
I think they keep it pretty locked up. Yeah, you got to get on a list and, you know.
If you got a pass to get in the building.
Can you leave me some ducats at the window?
I think someone as big time as you, Mike, is probably
I'll open the back door for you, Mike. Okay.
Well, we wish you guys well. We just have been told that you are the best managers in the country. Now the question is, how are you out on the court?
That's what we got to find out.
We're
going to
find out on Thursday. We're all rooting for you. And so get it done, guys.
Much appreciated.
My question is, who do you hand off to? I mean, you're all seniors. Are we just going to be in total disarray next year?
Well, here, I'll say this. We do have a freshman, Garrett Grimsley, former state champion at the 2A level. And actually, not a lot of people know this because he's so humble, but he did lead the state championship in scoring last year at halftime. So when you have a young guy like that, you can build around that. Hopefully we have a solid recruiting class. And
you can
I think
hand
we should
off
be
to
just
a sophomore?
In terms of on the court.
Really?
Well,
but then, you know, so we do have Miranda Dangerfield. It'll be her fourth year next year, and she'll kind of take over the.
How come nobody brought. You could have taken Pankow down there with you, Steve Pankow, the equipment manager.
Best,
how come
best equipment manager in the country.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Man, we got everything that's best in the country at Illinois
it's
State.
Almost unfair. Does Wichita State know all this?
That's a good question.
I don't think they do. Are they gonna, what kind of team do they have?
You know, they're not bad. I don't remember a ton from them last year. Have they been posting scores at all?
I haven't seen it. They haven't played a lot.
Do you know who you play first?
I think we'll find that out.
Manager bracket hasn't come out yet, so we're not sure.
All right. Well, we'll find out Thursday, and we'll pass along the news. Hopefully it's championship-type news during the broadcast on Friday of the Redbirds game against either Indiana State or Evansville. Joel Kussman, Dan Ryan, Keith Blomberg, congrats on a job well done. Keep it going. Help those guys win that championship.
Thanks so much, Dick.
Middle linebacker, huh?
Our senior managers at Illinois State. Great to have them with us here on this edition of the Dan Muller Show, which again is brought to you by Miller Lite and by Country Financial Reps Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. We're back with Dan Muller after this on WJBC and WJBC.com.
This is Dick Lutke, and this is Sports Talk on the voice of the Redbirds, WJBC and WJBC.com.
It's the Dan Muller Show at the Hy-V Market Grill. What a wonderful crowd. Thank you all for coming out as we're now joined by the head coach of the Missouri Valley Conference champion, Illinois State Redbirds, Daniel Muller, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? A conference title, Dan, that had to feel good.
Yeah, it sure does. Nice to have this great crowd, like Dick said. Hopefully we have a crowd like this down in St. Louis with the numbers. Of course, a special night for Paris Lee to be out here and talk to our three Studley managers who do an unbelievable job. Maybe talk a little bit more about them. But sure was a heck of a Saturday. Couldn't be more proud of the team. I've said that many times. And just to see the joy on their faces and know how hard they've worked, especially the older guys. You know, they've worked harder for longer than the new guys. Not that the new guys don't deserve it, but it was a special day for us. And, of course, we said it many times, we're not done yet, so we plan to go down to St. Louis and play really good basketball and stay healthy. But this group has been so fun, and you guys see it. I mean, you see it traveling with them. They've been so much fun. And it's just a blessing to be around them.
How about the joy on the coaches' faces, and how about the joy on your face?
Yeah, when we won?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't see my face, but...
it was joyous.
Joyous. I was fired up, man. The game, not that you ever draw it up, you take it how you get it, but I told my staff afterwards it almost was perfect because it was a tight game. I mean, it's not like you couldn't celebrate, you weren't sure, you had to stay locked in, but yet at the end... You knew you had it won, and I could take those guys out and celebrate with them a little bit, get everybody on the court. And we've got my staff does such a great job with preparation and coaching our guys and being close to them. But my joy comes from what I see on my players' face, and that's the first and most important thing to me. I could just see Tony Wills, Paris Lee, just giving those guys hugs. I mean, that's a special moment for me. And, of course, the program is very important to me, but the program is the players. And, again, that's what it's all about.
The face that I noticed when you substituted your guys out of the game and got the other guys in when the game was decided was Tony Wills.
Yes.
I got a really good look at him. And
yes.
Tony's, you know, has a pretty even disposition.
Yes.
He's not a guy who shows his emotions a lot on his sleeves. But his face was lit up like a Christmas tree.
We've talked a lot about Tony, and Maddie, I know you've said those things about Paris, and I don't disagree with them the last few weeks. You know, whether it was Mikal going down or not, Paris was getting locked in, but Tony Wills has been right there with them. I mean, his energy level and focus and practice, his voice, his determination. Clearly, he shot it better recently, but that doesn't mean he has any more focus now than he did over the last 3 weeks. And it just means so much to Tony. It does. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to start crying here. But he is it just means I ask him sometimes, you know, when we're in the heat of battle, I mean, what's this mean to you? And he'll tell you everything, and he means it. He'd do anything for his teammates. And to see him happy and to see the reward that he got or he's getting from all those – he was shooting this morning. He goes so hard in everything he does. He's such a good kid. So he's going to go down to St. Louis, I guarantee you, play his heart out along with those other guys. But it was pretty cool to have him come off and give him a hug.
Well, Tony's so cool about it, but Paris was really laser-focused. Tony kind of kept his cool, very concentrated effort on his part, but he kind of flies under the radar.
Yeah, he can to you guys, and obviously not to ours. It's like Paris said in the post-game interview. You know, Tony started talking, and he does that frequently, but he's been locked in. I hope he's rewarded as far as defensively in the all-conference defensive team. What's it called? All-defense team, whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
That thing. I hope he's rewarded with that because he has done – I mean, he held – not he, a lot of players did, but Morgan goes 1 for 11. If you look at the guys that he's guarded and their percentages over the course of the year, I mean, guys are shooting about 30% against him, and it's the team's best players usually. So he's the backbone of our defense, and he doesn't get the stats. He doesn't get the steals that Paris gets. He doesn't get the blocks that Phil or Deontay or Dowda get, but he does the yeoman's work on the best player every game almost.
Jeremy Morgan's dad played at the University of Iowa. Is that correct?
Yes.
He came down after the game, and I saw him talking to Tony Wills.
Really?
That would have been interesting. And then he went on to talk to Paris Lee afterwards.
Well, his son's a heck of a defender, too. Jeremy Morgan is a great player and a great defender, so I did not see that. But it was fun after the game and, again, to celebrate with those guys. And first championship in a long time. Hopefully many more to come, and hopefully another championship this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We could have one here to celebrate in a matter of days. You guys head down to St. Louis Wednesday,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And get ready for a Friday game against either Indiana State or Evansville. So let's talk just a little bit about the tournament. First of all, you don't know who you play until not many hours, about 16 hours before you play. So that's a little different.
It is different. First time we've been in that situation since I've been here. We had that situation when I was at Vanderbilt. Of course, we had that situation when I was a player. It really doesn't impact you as much as you would think. You're so familiar with teams now. And I know we haven't played those two teams in about a month. But all you got to do is pop the film in, go over a couple drills. And it really isn't that hard of an adjustment or prep time. So we're just going to get our work on ourselves. Like I said, prepare a little bit for each team, but not too much for either because you don't know. And when you're in a conference where you don't play everybody twice, it can have a huge impact. So, again, at Vanderbilt, you played half the teams once. So if you didn't play a team, if you played a team first week of January, you might face some – It's hard, but because we play each other twice and we've got some guys with experience, it's not that big of a deal.
Playing a team that just played, now maybe there's a fatigue factor there, but also they kind of get into the flow of things, and you're not yet into the flow of things. So who gets the advantage?
Well, you see it a lot. The rhythm, the nerves go away. Usually early, you can see the team that already played a little more comfortable. Because there's a lot of pressure on these kids. We've talked a lot about that, especially our team or a Wichita State team who you're not sure if you're in the tournament. You have goals and aspirations. You feel like you're good enough. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that. But eventually the game settles in, or hopefully the game settles in right away. But I think it's advantage team that hasn't played. But the bigger advantage comes if you play a team the next day that's played two games.
Right.
And the 16 hours, that matters. If you were playing at 6 p.m. both nights, that's a lot different than 6 p.m. one night and noon the next day. How many minutes do the players play? Does it go into overtime? How intense is the game? all those things factor in.
All right. Again, the Redbirds at noon against either Evansville or Indiana State. We'll be on the air at 11, but we know all of you will be in St. Louis, and we hope, of course, many more of your Redbird friends will be there as well. Make sure they are. Yes. Let's watch this team win three games in St. Louis and get that automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. We're going to take a break here and then come back with more from head coach Dan Muller. The Dan Muller Show brought to you by Miller Lite and by Country Financial representatives Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. We're back after this on WJBC and WJBC.com. It's the Dan Muller Show. We are at the Market Grill at Hy-Vee. The Dan Muller Show, as always, is brought to you by Miller Lite and by Country Financial representatives Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. It's the Redbirds in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament at high noon on Friday against either the Sycamores or the Aces. Dan, playing at noon and getting that game done with and then hopefully winning that game and having more than 24 hours to get ready for the next game, and then if you win that one, almost 24 hours to get ready for the next one. Well, the team coming from the bottom of the bracket does not get that much rest. How much of an advantage is that?
Well, hopefully a big advantage. We haven't done it yet, but a noon start is I think it's really going to help, because when you play that early compared to a night game, by the time you get to sleep, your body is almost recovered. You can get some treatment. When you play at night, it's hard to get treatment. I mean, you get it right after the game, but your body's still in game mode. But the fact that you can relax, get treatment a second time if you need it, and then wake up the next morning, I think it's going to make a big difference. I really do. I know when we play early games or noon games during the regular season, by the time you get to nighttime, it almost feels like you played yesterday because you're always used to playing later games. So hopefully it's a big advantage. Obviously our main focus is that first game on noon or on Friday at noon. And but I do like the fact that we get that extra rest.
Well, and you go into a tournament, and sometimes you might think about, you know, trying to hopefully get a big lead and not play guys too many minutes. Yeah. But the priority has to be, by far, winning the game, whatever it takes.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think what you do and what I try to do, and if you're comfortable with it, is you maybe watch minutes early. And I did that, honestly, at Northern Iowa. Again, we went into halftime. Our minutes were great because I wanted to make sure guys were fresh down the stretch if needed. We all know Mikhail's minutes are a little bit iffy some nights, and being careful while also making sure he's productive. So we have a lot of confidence in our team as Madison gets healthy, 1 through 9. And so there's no doubt that I'll try to make sure that we're being smart and playing to win, but also have our minutes as good as they can first half. Then you get in the second half, you get in winning time, you play who you need to play.
And Madison Williams, who's been out until the Northern Iowa game with a knee problem for several games. It was about 4, I think.
I think he missed 4 games.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think some of us have tended to forget a little bit right. about Madison, but he did play a little bit at Northern Iowa, and as you say, is getting healthier, and so his availability could be really critical.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Before he got hurt and before Mikhail got hurt, we had a nice 9-man rotation. He had worked himself back into the rotation, was playing his whatever it was. Even 6 to 10 minutes is a big difference when you are trying to distribute your minutes. And he just played a little bit against Northern Iowa. He had only been full in practice for about 2 or 3 days. Now the fact that he gets a full week and a lot of workouts, I think he'll be really ready to help us this weekend.
Madison's freshman year has almost been like Keyshawn Evans' was last
yeah.
year.
In a lot of ways, you're exactly right. Now, he's played a little more than Keyshawn did, but he played a lot early because we had injury with David, and then Tony wasn't 100% healthy. So injuries have affected and allowed him to get some good quality experience and minutes, and then he's taken advantage of it. As opposed to Keyshawn, we didn't really have a lot of injury until the end of the year with David and Keyshawn. So Madison gives us great defensive presence on the defensive end. He's good with the ball. I mean, he will definitely give us really good minutes this weekend.
The winner of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, of course, gets the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. Nobody else gets an automatic berth. And so you can't help but think, if you're a Redbird fan, what if the Birds don't win the championship in St. Louis? Do you find yourself thinking very much about that and thinking about what your chances are?
Well, yeah, I think about it. It's human nature. With me, you know, as a coach, well, if we win, well, no, when you win. No, if we win. There's a chance we can lose. Sure. So I don't care about saying if or when, all that. I'll be honest with you. I think if we get to Sunday and we don't win, then we'll either be barely in or barely out. And it'll be a long week and a half, but that's the case from what I can tell. I don't. Once I figure that out, I don't look at it every day. I don't worry about it. I don't think about it. Obviously, we want to win it and erase all doubt. But I do think, I said it before, I think we've got two teams in our league that are good enough and should be in the NCAA tournament. But if you look at last year specifically, there were about three quote-unquote mid-major teams that were left out that everybody thought should have been in. So you never know what the committee's going to do. They have a hard job, and we'll see. I don't have any control over that, so I don't worry about it.
And it seems to me, and this is opinion, that there's an unlevel playing field here. You use the term mid-major, and some people don't like that term, but I like it okay, because there is a difference between teams that are in the big-time leagues and teams that are in leagues like the Missouri Valley Conference, because those teams in those other leagues are not eager to play you, Dan, especially play you at home. If they're going to play you, they're going to play you under their terms. And so a selection committee person looks at things like, well, how many right. top 50 teams have they beaten? Well, how many top 50 teams do you get to play? You get right. to play a top 50 team twice this year, right. and it's the other team in your league.
Well, it's an unfair system, but life's not fair. And when I was at Vanderbilt, I was on the other end of it. And that's how it works, and that's okay. And the issue for me, and I said this on a radio show on Sunday, the issue for me is when you are at our level and you don't get an opportunity to play home and homes with high majors, and you can only play them in MTEs, which are multi-team events, tournaments, or you get bought, as they say, which we did with TCU this year, we did with Kentucky, we did with Louisville. In our league, we don't like getting bought a lot because there's a negative, you know, you don't want to be a league that gets bought. So I don't want to go out and get bought two or three times. It doesn't make any sense for our program in our league. But the problem is they don't allow you to have injuries, okay? And so we had injuries early. If you're a high major school and you have injuries either early or late, you still had an opportunity for quality wins. If you have an injuries like we did at the beginning of the year, now we had some later too, and we lose three close games because – now, we didn't finish, and I get that, but I believe we would have been healthy. We would have won all those games. That's the problem for me. And injuries are part of sports. That's okay. I get that. But your team's affected by those things, and the opportunities for those quality wins are not the same throughout the entire year. But as I said, life's not fair.
Yeah.
And all we can do is try to win games and do the best we can. And we still control our own destiny, as every team in the country does right now, because every team in the country right now has an opportunity to win their conference tournament. We feel like we have a better opportunity than some, but we control our own destiny, and hopefully, if it doesn't go well, we'll still get in.
Well, that's an admirable approach. I applaud you for looking at it that way. It's reality.
Yeah.
It would be nice to change reality, but we're not going to do that between now and Selection Sunday. So hopefully the Redbirds do get it done in St. Louis. That's the key. We're going to take one more break and then be back with some final words from head coach Dan Muller of the Missouri Valley champion Illinois State Redbirds. Back with more after this on WJBC and WJBC.com. Welcome back to the Dan Muller Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, brought to you by Miller Lite and by Country Financial representatives Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson. A great group here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Somebody in the group is celebrating a birthday?
Well, happy birthday, Amy Yaklis. She's in the back right now. Coach Yaklis' wife. Everybody, big round of applause. Yes. And I want to take this second here real quick to thank all of our wives. It is, nobody can know what it's like to be a coach's wife unless you are one, because it's not just the time commitment or the fact that we're gone a lot or recruiting, but the pressure and dealing with, when you deal with 18, 22-year-olds, you get close to them as coaches' wives, and they don't always do what they're supposed to do. I'm not sure if your kids are like that out there in the crowd, probably not. Yours are perfect. But it's hard. So it's the pressure. It's the relationships with the players. It's the getting angry when people talk bad about the players. That's a big one that kills coaches' wives. And, of course, when people yell obscenities at me, that doesn't help my wife, although I don't know why anybody would do that either. But thank you to all of our wives, coaches' wives, Monica and Amy and Sarah, and, of course, my beautiful wife, Melissa. So thank you.
I assume you've heard fewer obscenities this year than in previous seasons.
I tune those out, actually. I don't hear them anyway, but the wives do.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. I could care less what anybody says about me, to be honest, except for Mike.
And you mentioned it, the pressure. I mean, when you're involved directly in the game,
yeah,
you're not feeling as much pressure as when you're in the stands cheering.
Oh, I'm sure of that. There's no doubt. I'm not in the stands, but there's no question when you're in the game and when you're playing, it's even less pressure, hopefully, because you actually have control. But, yeah, when you're in the crowd and you're just wishing things would happen, right, they don't always happen.
Well, hopefully they do happen well in St. Louis. Dan, thank you so much.
We
look forward to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Head
we'll
on down to St. Louis.
All of you
thank
there.
You, everybody, very much.
A quick trip. We'll see you there. This has been the Dan Muller Show from the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Dick Lutke saying so long.
This is ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller. You're listening to the voice of all things Redbirds, AM 1230, WJBC, and WJBC.com.
The Dan Muller Show on the Country Financial Redbird Radio Network has been brought to you by Country Financial Representatives Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, Miller Lite, and your host, Hy-Vee Market Grill.
This is Illinois State men's basketball coach Dan Muller.
This is Illinois State women's basketball coach Barb Smith, and you're listening to the voice of the Redbird.
WJBC and WJBC.com.
This has been a production of WJBC Radio Sports.